Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Hey Omud Beis. We're finishing up Simin Ayin Aleph, and this deals with the halachos of an onein, a person who nebuch is waiting to bury one of the seven relatives that you're mechuyev to bury. And we're continuing with the Mechaber Se'if Beis. And the Mechaber writes, B'medvar Mamurim, what are we talking about? That an onein is potter from Kriya Shema, like we learned in yesterday's shir, that's Bechol. That's talking about on a weekday, when you obviously can be Osek, you can be involved with all of the burial details. Avol B'Shabbos, when it's forbidden to go and bury somebody, Chayav Kol Hayom Ado Erev. A person who is an onein is obligated in all of the mitzvos asay that deal with Shabbos. We'll see with some slight exceptions. Ad ha'erev, until nightfall, when it's Oy Shabbos. And in Machshich al hatchum, l'sasik b'tzorei kvura, he even goes only until ha'erev, not even all the way till nightfall, just ad ha'erev, because he is permitted to go to the end of the tchum to go take care of the tzorei chemes, even on Shabbos. So as soon as he starts to go towards the end of the tchum to take care of the tzorei kvura after Shabbos, so at that moment, even though it's still Shabbos, he's already exempt from any other further mitzvos of Shabbos. Avolam eino machshich al tchum, but if he's not going to get ready to be at the end of the tchum by the end of Shabbos, so then chayiv gam liyaser, then he is until nightfall obligated in all of the mitzvos of Shabbos. That's the basic first part of the Mechaber over here. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches writes, Chayev b'chol ha-brachos v'chol ha-mitzvos, zulas dvarim shebitzinah. Person on Shabbos who is an onein is chayev in all the brachos and all the mitzvos of Shabbos, even the mitzvos haseh, except for those things that are bitzinah, all of the things that a person does in the privacy of his own home, so those things he is still considered an onein for. Umutur leilech lebeis ha-knesses. And the onein is permitted to go to the beis ha-knesses and go and daven there in the beis ha-knesses. And the issue footnote number 22, as well as the halacha brura, they bring down the chen litztairuf l'minyan, he even counts for a minyan. An onein on a weekday doesn't count for a minyan, but on Shabbos he does count for a minyan. When we said you can go until the edge of the tchum, on the kolu towards the close of Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes writes, "V'hu adin b'mokum shetzorich lohushiv gaboyim le'achar amincha l'hashvos biad mekom kvura o lasuk b'shar tzorich emes." This is true even if in the afternoon on Shabbos we already start doing various things to allow the kvura to occur. So at whatever point you are permitted on Shabbos to take care of these items for the kvura, so then that's when you would be an onein, even in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, and you wouldn't have to fulfill any of these obligations on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 23 brings down, if you have to think about certain things on Shabbos to take care of the kvura needs, so then it brings down from Shlomo Zalman, Shapatu will be also asman mikiyum mitzvos. While you're thinking or dealing with certain things, you're actually potter from mitzvos even on Shabbos during the daytime. Sivkot and Yud, the Mishnah Berurah states, if you aren't going to the edge of the tchum, so then the whole Shabbos applies to you and you don't have any of the halachos of onin on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Taz, Nirali, Kivon Shiesh Olav Chiyov Ba'ei Sahi, since he is obligated during those periods of time, Yesh Lo Likros Kriyashma Shal Arvis Biod Yom. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz, who says that towards the close of Shabbos, Shabbos afternoon, when it's already getting close to dark, say Mariv and say the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and the Halacha Berurah adds even the Shemoneh Esrei, Afal Pi She'ein HaKohol Korin Kriya Shema Ela B'Laila, even though the Tzibur will read it by Mariv time after it is dark, but he should read it earlier. Ba'od Yom, why? Afal Pi She'ein HaKohol Korin Kriya Shema Ela B'Laila, even though everybody else is reading it at night, Tamikom Mokum Zeh She'yeh Potu B'Laila Lo Yivata Mimenu Omachu Shemayim, because even though he'll be exempt from Ma'ariv at night, it's not proper that he should exempt himself from accepting the yoke of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore he should say the Shema a little bit before the normal time that the Tzibur would say it, while it's still Shabbos, but after Plag HaMincha. He brings down, however, the Magen Avraham who disagrees with his Taz. The Magen Avraham says, Ein Sover Kain, and also the King Kosovo Yeraba, the Lo Yikor Kriyashma Ubrachos Mibod Yom. The El Yeraba also says that one should not daven Marav early, say the Brachos of Kriyashma and the Kriyashma while it's Shabbos afternoon. For Kosher Kain, Shlo Yispal Tfil Shmon Esrei, and certainly one should not say the Shmon Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Venira the Yikro Kriyashma below Brachos. The Mishnah Berurah says his opinion is that one should say the Kriyashma without the Brachos, and then Matzi Shabbos, Yochal below Havdalah. And then once it's Matzi Shabbos, he's no longer is obligated in the Tefillah because he's now in Onein again, so he's allowed to eat without saying Havdalah. The Lo Yispalel, he doesn't have to daven. After the mace has been buried, then if it's before Tuesday night, Yavdil Afilu Ad Sof Yom Shlishi, he still can say Havdalah. As we know, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday technically are the times if one wasn't able to say Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, so you can still say it all the rest of the Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. Of course, you only say then Bar Pi Agafen Hamavda Mikodesh L'chol. We don't say the Bar Mi Ariyesh, which is only for Motzei Shabbos night, and we don't say the Besamim, which is also only for Motzei Shabbos at night. The issue footnote number 25 brings down in regards to doing malacha without Avdallah. We said you can eat without Avdallah if you're an Onain. So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that likewise the Onain is allowed to do malacha even though he didn't hear Avdallah. Im Shama Avdallah, if he did hear Avdallah from somebody else, so the Birki Yosef says as well, the Shelus Shuv is based David, she yotze yidei chova. He did in fact was yotze with this listening to someone else. However, the Rosh and the Hagos by Manios say you aren't Yotze. And the Biur Ki Yosef concludes, Mikomokom Yishlekayim Ez Dino Shel HaBeis David, that this opinion of the Beis David, Lo Yachzor LaHavdu, one should not say Havdalah again. Vim Lo Yodashu Onein VeHivdil, if a person wasn't aware that he was an Onein and made Havdalah, so the Das Torah says that you are Yotze in that event as well. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yom Tov Sheni. What about when you have 2 days of Yontif? For example, in Golus, where we have a second day of Yontif. So he writes, the Mechaber writes, Dino Kechol. The Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, that day is considered like a weekday in regards to Aninus, and all of the laws of Aninus apply to that person. And he says in the Ramah, look in Simon, Tof Kuf Memches Siv Hei for further details. However, the Mechaber writes, V'yom Tov Rishon, Imrotzu L'kavro Bo Bayom Ayidei Ovdi Kochavim Dino Kechol. Technically, you are allowed to bury somebody on the first day of Yom Tov via non-Jewish people. They can do the burial, and if you are in fact doing that, following that halacha, so then you also have the same halachic status as being an Onein, even though it's the first day of Yom Tov. Imrotzu L'kavro Bo Bayom. However, if you aren't going to take advantage of this and bury him with non-Jewish people, but you're going to wait till after Yom Tov Rishon, then Dino Kishabbos. Then it has all the same halachos as an Onein that doesn't have the laws of Anina supplying to him on Shabbos. Mr. Bruin Sivkot and Yudalef writes that Yom Tov Sheni has the same halachic status as a weekday if you're going to bury, which technically you are allowed to do with even Jewish people. Va'afilu eino rotzel kavro. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you aren't going to bury him, mikol makom cholulav kol dinei aninus. In this situation, the dinim of Aninus still are applicable, even though it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. But the Mishnah Berurah says, V'davka k'shiyochel l'kovru el shu'enu rotze. This is only true if you are capable of burying him, although you choose not to. Avol imyevsho l'kovru, if you aren't physically able to bury him on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. For example, machmas eid shel ovdei gilulim. For example, it's a goyish holiday and their cemeteries are closed. The grave diggers won't work that day. Onis achim. Or some other sort of an extenuating circumstance, low cholul of aninus. Then Yom Tov Sheni aninus doesn't apply, and it halachically is Yom Tov Sheni. In fact, Halacha Brewer brings down the famous Igros Moshe, or of Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal says the minog amongst Litvish Yidden is that we do not bury on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. In the Hasidish world, they do. But in the Litvish world, we do not bury. Rav Moshe gives various reasons, technical and halachic reasons, why we don't bury in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, and therefore the Halacha Brewer says that certainly Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios has all the status of Yom Tov, and Aninus is not in effect on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. Mr. Brewer then brings down the Chochmas Adam, and he writes, the emes lo meis b'Yom Tov Shachris b'shas tefila b'mokum sh'aminog l'hoshiv gaboyim. If somebody passes away on a Yom Tov morning in a place where the gaboyim do certain things even on Yontif, but you won't be able to do anything until after the davening is over, so then lo cholulav oz aninus v'chayiv l'spalo. So since you can't really do anything for the mace then, so the dinim of aninus are not in effect, and the person would be obligated to daven. The havi kamonis, this is like extenuating circumstances that don't affect you over here, and the aninus doesn't take effect, and Yontif stays in effect. V'chayin b'lel Yontif, and likewise, at the nighttime of Yontif, even Yontif Sheni, Shel Golios, Hiskimu Rov Achronim, most of the Achronim say, the Yekadesh, Yispalel, you should make Kiddush the second night of Yontif, and daven the regular Yontif davening, Hakol, everything. V'ein bo din onein, and again, Aninus doesn't take effect. Why? Mitam She'ein Derech Likbar B'Laila, because they didn't usually bury at nighttime, so therefore you can't do anything in this situation, so then the Yontif trumps the theoretical Aninus. Or mutar bakol, and you're permitted to do all of the things you're obligated to do on Yom Tov, with the one exception, chutz mitalmud Torah, b'nei shum sameach, because Talmud Torah is incompatible, so to say, with this aninus state. It makes you happy, and you're not supposed to be happy in this state. This is only in regards to Yontif, this discussion we've having Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni Shogolius. Avil Inyan Chol, on a weekday, whether it's Bein Balayla, Bein Bayom, day or night, Afilum Yesh Ezen Miniyom and Agaboyim Shemiskatsin, and even for whatever the reason is that the Chevra Kedisha can't get together and take care of the needs of the mace, Afil Hochi Chol Aninus. We don't say, well, you're no longer in Aninus, you have to do all the mitzvahs because you can't take care of the burial needs, but even in these situations, all of the dinim of Aninus apply. Misha hischil espalol olikros shma v'nasa onein pisom. If somebody was in the middle of davening and he heard the news, Rachmanu Litzlan, that he was an onein, o yigmor o yafsik. It's a machlokis whether he should stop or he should finish. Yesh deos b'zeh. The Mishnah Berurah says there are many different opinions among his beinu achronim. The Yishuv footnote number 28 brings down some of these opinions. He brings down the Chazon Ish, who says shetzorich lahafsik, based upon the fact if you're osik in the korban pesach and you found out that you have a meis mitzvah, you have to stop. And Reb Chaim Kamenevsky says, based upon this, the Chazon Ish would say that if you were the Shliach Tzibor and you found out in the middle that you were an Onein, you have to stop even as a Shliach Tzibor. However, this is only if you know. Is there a chiyuv to tell somebody? So the Pischi Tshuva brings down, in Yesh Mishi Yisasek B'Kfura, if somebody else is going to handle the needs of the Kfura, there's no mitzvah to tell somebody that he's an Aninus. Ein Tzorich Loma Lo Kod Mitzvila. Let him finish the davening, let him put on tefillin, etc. And the Gesher Chaim says, Shin Ein Hazman Dochuk La'achonet Tzorich Yameis, and if you'll be able to take care of all of the needs to bury the person, Ein Tzorich Loma Lo Kod Mitzvila. One should not tell somebody before they're davening, before they're putting on tefillin, that they are an Aninus. Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, look at the Chachmas Adam, the Daikto to Ashus Yaakov, Shari Tshuva, Hevi Harbi Achronim, HaMatzvichim, Livsochti. Many that say that you do have to interrupt the davening if you found out that you were an Aninus. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, HaMashamar is a mace. Those people that are watching the mace, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that he says that we're concerned about various mice or other damages to the body of the mace. So somebody who's watching the mace to make sure that nothing happens to the mace, Afilo Meno Meso, even though he's not one of the Zion Krovim. Potter, he is exempt from all of these mitzvos, such as Kriya Shema and davening. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Beis writes that he's potter mi Kriya Shema utfilo v'chol mitzvos, as I just said. But Meishu Osek mitzvah because he's involved with the mitzvah of watching the mace. Sheshomer min achbarim, he's watching for the mice, etc. Vafilu b'svina, even on a boat, chayshin al achbarim. The Gemara says that we are concerned about mice even on a boat where there usually aren't mice. Then a rashi oz lachmi asmo, any person shouldn't be machmir and say, well, I'll try to do both. And even he's more than 4 amos from the mace, he doesn't have to try to do both. He brought down the name of the Mokin Yiborim. And this is further discussed earlier in Simon Lamed Ches. The Halacha Berurah brings down that according to many of the Rishonim, even if he would be able to be mafsik to say Kriya Shema, Eino Rasha Lesosa, and he shouldn't do this, it looks like you're not interested in doing the first mitzvah. Others disagree with this, and the Halacha Berurah concludes, Mikol Mokom, Im Ein Torach Klal Likro Kriya Shema Ulispalo Kishim Mishamer Semes. If it's very easy for you to go and read Kriya Shema and be and say Shemona Esrei while you're being a Shomer for a Mace, V'yochol Hamshich L'Shomer Kedarko, and you can still do the Shemira to make sure that nothing happens to the Mace, so Tzorech Lasos Kein, you should try to do so. Siv Dalet, Hayushtai Mishamerim. If you have two people being Shomer, Zeh Mishamer V'Zekore, so they can alternate. One can be Shomer, the other can read. And then they switch off, and this way both can accomplish everything, both saying the Shema and being Mishama the Mace. Sif Hei. Hachofer Kever LeMace, Potter. One who's a grave digger, and he's actually digging the grave, he's exempt from saying Kriya Shema as well in all the other mitzvot. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel brings down, Afilu Bishas Nucho Ma'at, even while he's resting in between digging. Shagam Oznik Radayin Osek B'Mitzvah. That rest period is essential to him to be able to dig. And therefore, that's also considered Osek B'Mitzvah. Because he needs this breather to go and regain his strength to finish the digging. Sif Vav, the Mechaber writes, if you have many people, two or more, that are digging, as many as you need at one time to do the digging. If you need two or three people to help do it in the most expeditious fashion, so then all of those people involved are potter, and the rest of them are not potter. If there are other people, they can leave and go and say Shema, Shmon Esrei, etc. Then they can return and take the place of the original people, and they can go and do the work, and then the original people can go and say Shema, etc. And he says, look in Yoridei in Simon Shin Samachay for more details about this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudal writes, "Rotz Lomar v'nim tzor shakaru kulam." This way, everybody gets to read the Shema. V'lunis batul shum dovim me'esek hakever klal afilu rega. And this way, you've taken care of all the needs of the mace as well as all of the people to say Shema, and nothing is lacking. Afilu rega, even for 1 second. The last sif, Zayin, the Mechaber says, also likros kriyashma toch arba amushol meis, o beveis hakvaros. A person is not permitted to read kriyashma when he's within four amos, about 6 to 8 feet, of a dead body, o beveis hakvaros, or in a cemetery. And in fact, the imkar, if he did read it, lo yotzo, one didn't fulfill his obligation. Mr. Brewer in Sifkot and Tezvav writes, v'hu adin lomar kaddish, likewise one should not say kaddish within the four amos of a grave or a body, ushar divrei kedusha, or any other dvarim shebekdusha, and the reason is hatam mishum loeg l'rosh, because it's looked like you're ridiculing the dead person, saying I can do these mitzvos and you cannot. The issue footnote number 29, as well as the halacha brewer, discuss: are you allowed to say kaddish within the dalet amos of the mace for the mace? And they bring down in the name of the Gesher Chaim and others that this is permissible because that's l'kovda mace and it's permissible. Likewise, the saying of Mile de Hespeda, words of eulogy, that involve the saying of Psukim or Medrashim or things like that, are also permissible because they're done l'kovod ha'meis. The bottom line is, anything that's done l'kovod ha'meis is permissible. The Chochmas Adam adds, Mutar lomar tehillim b'cheder sh'ameis bo. And that's why you can say tehillim over there, because it also is for the benefit of the mace. And Dirsha footnote later on brings down, likewise, you can say Tfilas HaDerech if you're going to the cemetery in the car with the mace, because again, it's for the tzorach of the mace as well. The Chazon Ish and others do disagree, and they do not allow one to say Tehillim within the Arba Amos of the Mace, and this is the opinion as well of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Dirsha footnote number 30 brings down, if you're in a cemetery and you hear thunder or lightning and you have a bracha that would be passing, if you don't say it right now and you miss out on it, it brings down the name of Nissen Karolitz that one would not be allowed to say those brachos because of Loig LaRosh. Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in the Beis HaKvaros, he tells us to look in Simen Memhei, Sivkot and Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah there, Mashikosati Shom Inyan Lichnos Besocha Betfilin, can you wear Tfilin over there, Vodin Inyan Zeh, and the same halachas apply over here as well. We basically explained over there that the Inyanim of Loi LaRosh apply to both Talis and Tfilin as well, even by a young child and even by a woman, one should not wear Tfilin in the cemetery, and if they wear the tzitzis out, they should tuck them in. One is permitted to wear a Talis Katan or a Talis underneath your clothing. Finally, we conclude this simon with the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudzayin, that the rabbis instituted a knas, kinasur chachomim, if you went and did make brachos in the Beis HaKvaros, hov arval dvarim, because you went against the word of the chachomim. Afilo yashogig, even if it is unintentionally, you aren't yotze, and you have to say kriyashma again. The Ravi disagrees, Ravi cholek, usule, the ain sorach lachas velikros, you don't have to read kriyashma again, kiven da mokom ahu hayaro likros, because technically you could read in that place, and it's only because of loig l'rosh that you're not allowed to read over there, and therefore yotze b'dievet, according to the Ravi. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, Ladina, Linian Kriyashma, Hiskimu Achronim, Lochosh, Ludivir, Rambam, Lachs, Velikros. For Kriyashma, which is a Daraisa, Vachoshish, for the Rambam's opinion that you're not Yotze, and we make you read it again. However, for Brachos, Avalim Birech, O Espal, in Ochozer, for Brachos, which are the Rabbanu, you don't have to go back again. Linian Birchas Kriyashma, Mistapek, a Prima Godim, but for the Brachos of Kriyashma, the Prima Godim, Mistapek, and Ayin Shom Taimo, you can look there for the details. In regards to davening by Kivrei Tzadikim, so the Gesher HaChaim brings down, this can be found in footnote 32, as well as in the Halacha Brura, that the Gesher HaChaim quotes from Rav Shmuel Salan Zatzal, Hayim Mispala B'Kever Rachel, he would daven by Kever Rachel, but only in the Prozdar, because of Loeg LaRosh, so he was concerned about this. However, many other Gedolim were Mispala right by the Kever, and Shelus Shuvus Milchus Elazar, from the great Munkacher of Zatzal, Kosser Shekevin Sherachel, Isa Kodim Matan Torah, since Rachel was pre-Matan Torah, there is no concern of Loeg LaRosh, because even in her lifetime, she was Petura Mimitzos. What about davening by other Kvarim? So many people are Mekel, because they are really not by the graveside, they're further away, so many are Mekel to allow you to daven, even with Talis and Tefillin, at the graves of the great Tzaddikim. That concludes today's shir.